The life of a travel blogger in times of COVID-19. What are the changes and chances, Victoria?
So to give you a little bit of context, I have been travel blogging for almost 8 years now. I have had other blogs before that, but my main travel blog, Chronic Wanderlust, was founded in 2013. I started earning money only a year later, and I consider myself now a full-time travel blogger with a few side projects. And this year has been quite a challenge, not just for travel bloggers, but also the tourism industry and mentally for so many other people. So I'm here to talk a little bit about the challenges and the maybe possibilities that we have. So talking about the feeling, how is the travel blogging industry right now? It's a mixture of feeling devastated to see that something that you've been actively building for almost a decade vanish and that is being threatened by something invisible. We are tired, or at least I am tired, to see when others are not complying with the regulations, because we are one of the first ones to feel these regulations when they tighten again, with travel bans and us having to stay at home, not being able to do our job. We're exhausted because it's been taking so many months now, but yet we're trying to hold on to the few good things and memories that there are, and to try to find new ways, new possibilities to make a living. And when you ask me about the future of travel blogging, it's, I think as travel bloggers, we have to be aware of our impact and our reach even more so now. If we act irresponsibly now, so many people will just think, oh, if she's doing it, why shouldn't I be able to do it? This means for me to abandon all long distance travels. I am currently not getting on a plane, and this has quite a lot of reasons. But also we have to reevaluate what traveling means, and that it doesn't have to include air travel, that we can do so much at home and without just going somewhere far away, and that there is so much to be experienced without even leaving the country or the county. So what has changed for us as travel bloggers? To be honest, everything. I'm used to be traveling about 50% of the year, creating content for tourism boards, brands, and other clients. And this year, while I've been lucky having had some small campaigns, but most of the year, all I've gotten was like, we have to postpone this campaign or we have to cancel this, which means for me, almost no income and having to rely on government funds, which I'm really thankful for that we have here in Austria. But still, I would much rather be working and creating and getting paid for my content and what I've been building. And it's hard. Honestly, it's hard. So this brings me to the biggest challenges. I'm, of course, the financial part, but also the mental part. For my part, I'm trying to stay positive for my own sanity. And it's hard when you can't work or make money in the field that is your expertise, and this takes a toll. But of course, there are some new chances because of COVID. I'm asking myself, how can I travel more responsibly? How can I still travel and not travel by plane? To find new things to discover in my own home country, around the city that I live in. And of course, I use the time to do these things that I've been wanting to do for a long time, like redesigning the look of my blog, coming up with new creative ways to find an income. So for me, that means I founded a Pinterest agency and I am actively doing more web design for clients. So this is just one of the things that I am working on, trying to make some money. And how collaborations have changed. Well, the local tourism boards sometimes are reaching out and there's no international or like far distanced trips. Sometimes we're asked to reshare old content. Well, there's one thing that I'm quite glad about, that I was able to write about Austria in the past years, and that I am currently focusing on creating local content because I know that it is being read. And when I look into my analytics, my top 10 articles that are being read, 9 out of them are articles about Austria. And this is also a big chance for local tourism boards to get in touch with the travel bloggers that live there, and that they are insiders and that they know how to travel, not only the world, but also to explore their own home. Well, thank you for listening and for inviting me on this podcast. You can find me on my blog, Chronic Wanderlust, and you can find me on Instagram at wanderlust.com.